Good morning, humans of the realm known as Sector 23. Good morning to the Hugamite folk of the ancient lands beyond the River Tim. Good morning to the witches of the caverns of Zumbiak. Good morning, witches. It's Friday, April the 3rd, 2020. Good morning to all the folk. To all the folk, to all the Grimuli and Climbiac folk. It's right around 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I was thinking last night about the next shoe to drop, you know, the next shoe that gets dropped, so to speak, like when you drop the microphone, like, look at me, I'm fancy pants. You drop the microphone because you're Mr. and Mrs. Fancy Pants. Oh, there's an ambulance across the way right now. I can see a lot from my window on the fifth floor. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I was thinking about the next shoe. The next shoe that drops. You know, the big shoe that drops from the sky. It occurred to me that there's probably no rational way you're going to keep most of America at home for more than maybe 6 to 8 weeks. You might keep them at home for a couple months. It really depends upon whether you can deliver food and other necessities to their homes, because if you can't, people are gonna leave home. They're gonna leave home. I'm just telling you. They're gonna leave home. Yeah, they're going to leave home, okay? They're going to leave. So it occurred to me last night that the next shoe drops sometime between today and a couple months from now. Otherwise, I think the whole country implodes. Because I don't know what the end game here is, that people stay at home and starve to death. Well, I mean, that's going to work until people realize no food is coming. And even the dumbest animal is going to look for food. Even the dumbest, most beat up, most punished, most abused animal you can fucking imagine, if you let it off its chain and it's looking and it's hungry, yeah, it's gonna look for food. what does this next shoe look like? Well, one shoe, one potential shoe, is what I would call the Bill and Melinda Gates, Tom Hanks, you know, Saturday afternoon, or no, after school special, kind of like Mazes and Monsters to demonstrate the horror of Dungeons and Dragons. That was a classic with Tom Hanks, Mazes and Monsters. I think he played Pardue. Yeah, I think in a couple months, you know, they come out of the cave with Dr. Fauci and they announce the magical vaccine and the magical chip you stick in your arm so you get to eat. That's kind of nice. That's one scenario. In from now until 2 months from now, and I think it's probably a couple months from now, they come out of their caves and they tell us they've saved us. I don't know if that's what's going to happen, but that is one scenario. Another scenario that I've been thinking about in recent weeks, because, you know, I've worked in logistics. And here's the thing, if you knew something bad was going to happen, or you were going to make something bad happen, like a nuclear war, there's one thing I know is definitely the case. You don't want people out on the highways, you know, driving around all crazy like, oh, we're all going to get to the magical fucking mountain lodge now in the last 30 minutes. No, you're all going to die on the highway. And you're going to leave all your cars, millions of cars, plugging up the interstates. Are you beginning to understand? So, it occurred to me that probably, yeah, if they were either going to trigger a nuclear war, which I think nuclear ablation, especially when it comes to the boiling water reactors and the Fukushima bullshit, I mean, it's horrible. But these motherfuckers, you know, they tell you to burn radioactive material so you can make it, you know, better, like they did after TEPCO. That just spreads the radiation around. So I think what they might do is just strategic nuclear ablation and nuclear population reduction. And given most people live in cities, that's not a hard thing to do. And if you convince people to stay at home, stay at home and die. Stay at home and die. Think about them apples. They don't want you on the road for some reason. Gotta keep those roads clear. So, yeah. I guess the shoe drop scenario one is Bill and Melinda Gates and Tom Hanks after school special about the New World Order and how if you want to eat, you better get your fucking, you know, Bill Gates certificate chip. Oh my God. I should tell you stories about dealing with certificates at Microsoft, working there as a contractor. I'm thinking these certificates, they're gonna suck. And if it's a Microsoft tool, who wants to stick a blue screen in their arm? Who wants to stick a blue screen? Right in their arm. Stick a blue screen in my arm. So yeah, scenario one is Bill and Melinda Gates, Tom Hanks, Mazes and Monsters, Pardue blue screen special with the New World Order and Satan, and it's gonna suck. And that's right out of, you know, Revelation. So that's scenario one. Scenario two is something bad's about to happen, really bad, and they need to keep the roads clear. And it could be nuclear ablation and population reduction. It could be they know about some calamity. And like I said, if that's the case, that calamity or that nuclear war is going to happen in the next 60 to 90 days because they cannot maintain this without losing control. It's probably the case you can tell people to stay at home for a while if you can feed them. But, like I said, the dumbest animal, the dumbest, stupidest, slavish, most slavish animal will seek food or die. And if you want to contend that everyone's just going to stay at home and die, well, that's not realistic. I mean, a lot of people will. A lot of people will kill themselves because of this. Yeah. But a lot of people are going to get all grumbly inside, and they're going to work through their cats and their dogs in the first weeks after that, and then they're going to get depressed, and then they're going to get angry, and then they're going to go after some man pig because they're going to have those depressing thoughts about why did I kill Fifi when Phil across the way is a vegan? Why did I kill little Beans when Chuck downstairs, all he ever eats is beans? And he smokes weed so his fat will be tasty. Yeah, I don't see telling people to stay at home for more than 60 days as a solution or an end game. So something has to happen. Another possibility that I've thought about is a secret deal between our government and the Chinese government to give up portions of the West Coast. That sounds crazy. I think it is crazy. But basically, it would amount to helping them, essentially our government, sort of looking the other way for a bit, while the Chinese People's Liberation Army and probably a bunch of oil tankers full of Chinese peasants unload at Los Angeles and in Alaska, in Seattle. Yeah, I don't think that's very likely. I also don't see it ending well for anybody, but it's a crazy thought. But yeah, I would say this though, if there was some disaster coming, or they were going to trigger one, they really wouldn't want people on the highways. So this fucking pandemic makes a lot of sense if you want to keep the roads clear. And I gotta say, yeah. Clogged up highways, that's a real problem. If you're a fucking bunker rat and you're still alive after day zero, how annoying is it to have your fancy schmancy all-enclosed fucking super duper SUV with its own air and shit, and you can't even get on the 405 because it's clogged up with fucking dead people and cars? Fuck. Fuck. So the shoe's gonna drop. I really think so, in one way or another. It could be that they have literally pulled the plug, that they have gone to their bunkers in New Zealand and in Antarctica, and maybe even a few hidden bases underneath the fucking ground here in terra firma, United States, CONUS, continental United States. It's possible, and then they're just gonna watch the fireworks. That is a possible scenario, but that also means that the fireworks start in about 60 days or less. Maybe next week, but probably within the next 60 days, shit's gonna get real because you just cannot tell. Hundreds of millions of people in cities to just stay at home. You can't. Even if you had the food to feed them, people at some point are gonna get anxious and they're gonna say, fuck, shit, fuck. And if you, for whatever reason, either shut down or, excuse me, regulate the internet flow. If you do that, that'll just make it worse. In fact, anything at this point with a bunch of crazy motherfuckers shut in is probably going to trigger a lot of fucking paranoia from people who normally are not that paranoid, who say, I believe in government. I believe government's here to help me and my children's. I think government wants to feed my babies. I know that government loves me. I voted for Trump. Indeed. Another giant shoe is going to drop soon because I stick by my belief here. You can't just keep a bunch of motherfuckers shut up in their fucking apartments in the city for more than a month unless you're going to be giving them a lot of beer and pizza and sex. I mean sex too. And if you shut down the internet, boy, that takes away the sex. So, yeah. Food, water, shelter, sex. And keep in mind, these are public school educated people. They have no moral principles, most of them. And if they have kids and their kids are screaming for food, yeah. After they've gone through the cat and the dog and they've looked at their kids and their tear-filled eyes of their children after their family had stew of the dog or the cat. You think they're not gonna go and knock on their neighbor's door? Oh, I think they will. They will, Phil. Like I say, if you have gold teeth, you need to carry a gun. And if you potentially could be considered food, you need to carry a gun.